Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Kenny singing I'm Rich, and then the choir singing He's Sending Miracles, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled See the Salvation of the Lord from Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14.
My father owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I believe I own at least one. I stand in amaze when I see his face, knowing that I'm his son. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share, and I'll be moving to my mansion just over in Florida, where I'm a rightful heir. I got a guardian angel watching me, with me everywhere. And when I need the Father from heaven up above, send just simple prayer. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share, and I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm right to land.
Come on, y'all, come in the door. Listen to this one.
Well, I'm redeemed and forgiven for all of my sins. He took me in, and He's building me a mansion beyond compare. Hallelujah, I'm a millionaire. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share, and I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. Yeah, I'm rich in faith. I got more than my share, and I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm rightful heir. And I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm rightful heir. Yes, I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm rightful heir.
Thank you. If you're serving the devil, you're in slavery. And so within the ranks and the files of our country today, we are becoming a socialistic nation today. As I have watched these rallies and things and the countless thousands of people that have rallied around some of the candidates that's running for office that has a socialistic, hell-bent attitude of driving this nation even into further bondage, it upsets me. Amen. Because, listen, we're watching a lot of young people today and older people too, embracing the socialistic mentality, a godless nation. And when you become a godless nation, you become a reprobate nation. And folks, we are hedging right on that very edge right now. The mindset is the desire of entitlement. Well, let me tell you what. Everything is free. Yeah. And if you believe that, I got some great swamp land I'd like to sell you. Amen. In Florida. I don't want any land in Florida. But don't forget, a socialistic government that gives you everything is the same government will take it away from you. Amen. Nothing in your life is going to work until you let God do a work in your heart, in your life, and transform you from the clutches of Satan and deliver you by the power of the blood of the cross and set you free in Jesus' name. For Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Let us not forget. Let us not forget today some men and women today who found themselves on the battlefields in World War I and II, and then those who were in Korea, and then those who fought in the swamps of Vietnam and in the sands of the Mideast. Let us not forget the price that has been paid for our freedom. We just this past week celebrated and remembered D-Day and the great price that was paid. We just celebrated Memorial Day. We must remember the great price that was paid for our freedom. It didn't come easy, and it didn't come free. Somebody had to lay down their life in order for us to have the freedom to gather in a church today here to magnify and to praise and worship our God in the freedom that we still have. Amen. Now, let me say today there's a lot wrong with our country, but thank God we can still assemble in this place and worship the Lord in freedom and in spirit and in the power of Almighty God. I still love my nation. I still love the red, the white, and the blue. And I'm still a true American today. And I am not about to pack my bags and get on an airplane and go somewhere else. I'm going to stay on the ground and I'm going to fight for the freedom that we've got that's been purchased for us. But let me tell you, far greater than that is the freedom that was brought to us by an old Roman rugged cross over 2,000 years ago. The greatest freedom. You know, the freedom that we have in our nation is a temporary freedom, because we're not going to stay in this nation like we are forever. But the freedom that was obtained through the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who condescended and came down from the splendor and the beauty and the majesty of Almighty God in a place that is called heaven. And He came down to bear the sins of all mankind on the cross, that He would lay down His life, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He died for the unrighteous. He died for the sinner. He died for the shame. He died for the shackles. But blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. I'm glad with His stripes we're healed. With His blood we're set free. And through the cross today, we have been delivered by the power of Almighty God. I'm not talking about a temporary freedom. I'm talking about an eternal freedom, where we will be in the presence of a mighty God and shout on a place called heaven. And what a glorious day that'll be, because He won our victory today through His blood on the cross. Amen. Praise God. See, our spiritual freedom is not free. It came with a great price. And He paid the price. Now, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, as He bled and He died and His body was blood soaked, He did that to liberate mankind from the power of sin and the power of Satan. If you are born again, you say, well, the devil's giving me a fit. Well, bless God, stand up for the cross and believe what God's Word has said. You don't belong to the devil anymore. You're a child of the King. Amen. Push it in his face. Tell him what God said about you. That you're an heir and a joint heir. That you're a believer. You've been delivered by the hand of Almighty God. You've already been today seated and settled in heaven with Him. You're just as good for heaven as if you were already walking on a street of gold. Amen. Hallelujah. For the cross and what Jesus has done. Amen. So Paul said, if you're lost, you have not received Christ, then you're a slave. And you're in sin, and you belong to Satan. Now, people are slaves today to the sin of addictive habits. People today are slaves to the sin of pornography. People are slaves today to an uncontrollable emotion. And there are several things that make up those uncontrollable emotions. We think, well, uncontrollable emotions are just people who are angry and things like that. No, uncontrollable emotions are not only people who are angry, but it's people who are hate, have a spirit of hate, a spirit of bitterness, and that are controlled by their past, and all they do is live in depression. You know what happens? You become a slave to sin. Because, believe it or not, and I know today these are real issues and real things that people deal with, but if you're not careful, these things, hear me out in that church, if these things are controlling you, anger and bitterness and depression and defeat and all this other stuff, I'm going to tell you right now, if that's controlling you, you're putting that ahead of God, and that's become a sin. I know I wouldn't get many amens on that. But it's a fact. Have you forgotten who you belong to? Have you forgotten who's on your side? God has not given you today a spirit of anger and a spirit of bitterness. All you're doing is destroying yourself. All you're doing is ripping your body and your mind and your spirit apart because you're living in this. I see a lot of it on Facebook. Oh, I hope you don't get on that. I don't have to get on it. I read the stuff and I've gotten so I don't read much of it anymore because you know what? I'm not going to let it put my spirit in bondage.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.